You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning, I'm Luis Sainz, your host for Focus on Campus, and join us today. I have a co-host, DJ Orozco. DJ is one of our student volunteers here in the department at KTUP, and she will be joining me as we interview Frank Leal. And Frank is part of the presentation, A Christmas Carol, which will be opening shortly here at the Department of Theater and Dance at UTEP. Frank, thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, first of all, tell us a little bit about A Christmas Carol. This is a play that has been around for years. Tell me, as far as you play the part of Scrooge, how difficult is it to get into a character that fits that character, but at the same time is different from what you've seen?
Well, Scrooge is he's a miserly old sinner. And the thing about Scrooge is that the world has been very cruel to him. Everybody that he's loved has passed on or has left him. And so he feels very justified in his actions to be very crude to people, especially to his clerk, his Cratchit. It's a journey. It's pretty easy to be just like he's justified in what he's doing. I don't know how else I can say that. He's a very tortured soul.
From what I understand, you become that person, and all of a sudden you own Scrooge. You are Scrooge. How difficult is it to do that on stage when other people know who Frank really is?
We're all able to empathize with sort of that dark side that we all have. You know, we're all capable of that's what the actor tries to bring to the stage is like. So when the audience sees somebody struggling and being mean, you know, sometimes even somebody in the audience would be like, I can see myself doing that. I've done that. It's not like, well, like, whoa, what a mean human being. They know what that is. I think everybody has a little bit of that miserliness inside them.
DJ Orozco is joining me, as I mentioned. And she has experience in theater and acting because she's done that in high school and she's still currently doing it. So I'm going to turn it over to her now so that she can ask some questions of you, Frank.
Adding a little bit to your question that you had asked, how do you get into that character? I mean, you kind of have to find yourself to be able to relate to that, to be able to portray that to your audience so that they can do that connection as well. Christmas Carol is a pretty big production. I mean, mm-hmm. What is your technique to be able to use, to be able to memorize so many lines and get into character?
Well, for me, it's about repetition. I like to say the words out loud, and especially this is my first time doing English dialect.
Oh, wow.
So it doesn't help to mime the words or to say them in a low voice. Like, I have to say them out loud or else it's going to sound Australian or some kind of weird accent. But
like, what's your process to be able to get into that character? Like, is it just your mindset or do you watch a show or do you read about it? What is it that you do?
I like to know a little bit about, like, for the author, which is Charles Dickens, I like to know a little bit about Charles and his life. Like, take for instance, his life was a tough life. He was a child laborer. And so he's very much for the poor, about equal education for all classes. So I like to know a little bit about the author. And my thing is I like to music. I'm a very music-oriented person. Like, that helps me get into the character more.
Definitely.
Do you find yourself sometimes staying in that character and speaking in that language?
Well, no, it
dialect,
helps.
Excuse me.
I could differentiate between myself and Scrooge, but I have to bring a little bit of myself to portray that out to the audience, or else I don't want to have a false portrayal for people. So it needs to come from somewhere. There's a lot that goes into it as far as the background, as far as the crew, as far as the stage management, as far as costume, as far as it all needs to. It's not just about the few people see the finished product on stage, but there's a lot more that goes into a production. And the sound, the lights, everything. It's quite the process. And it's humbling as far as an actor, because people just see the actors. But everybody as crew, like they do a really great job of making it very pleasant to look at.
In a sports analogy, would you see or say the director is the coach?
Very much so. Our director is Austin Savage, and he has a heavy, heavy load to carry as far as where he wants. It's his vision. Where he wants the play to go. He's helping everybody on their road, basically. He's been doing a really great job of it.
What is your favorite part? What is your favorite scene that you guys do in Christmas Carol?
I always like the Cratchit scenes.
Cratchit scenes. Yeah. Explain a little bit what those are.
Because of the Cratchit is my clerk. He's the one I spend a lot of time with. Take, for instance, the very beginning, I just leave him a coal to warm himself.
Right.
It's freezing outside. So I'm very crude to him. So he sees me at my worst, and then he also sees me at my best at the very end when his family helps warm me. Seeing his struggling family and how they take Tiny Tim is not doing well, and how well the Cratchit family gets along.
Right.
It helps Scrooge see that there's love and beauty. It's much more. It holds much more weight than the cold metal of money.
How does the director Savage turn this around to make something that people know how it's going to end, people know the story, mm-hmm. to make it different so they don't say, oh, I went last year and it's the same thing? Because you guys change something around every year.
There's always something that's changing with that. It's an enduring story, A Christmas Carol. Charles Dickens did a wonderful job. I was actually having that thought of, I wonder if he knows these random people are doing his play all these years later. And because Charles Dickens would read his plays out loud for an audience, because like Chaucer, he wanted his words to be heard. So he would say it, it would be a shilling people would pay to come in, and he would say the words out loud. So we're basically just helping push that along.
What about the ambiance, the music, the way you project something, getting people in the spirit of things, making sure that they're back in England during that time period?
Well, hopefully people bring their imagination. That has a lot to do, like I mentioned before, with the costume, and that helps. Well, for me, it's big about the costume. The costume helps me get into, like, you know, I'm in 1840s.
What does your imagination tell you, and do you coincide with somebody else's imagination telling telling Cratchit, this is what I'm going to be thinking about, or usually when I do this scene, this is what I think about? Mm-hmm. And then also, one more thing, and I know I'm asking you a lot of questions here, but what about the fear when the spirits of Christmas past come and speak to you? Because the way it's been done in the past, it's pretty scary.
Well, I'm just really concentrating on what's going on stage, because if I concentrate, it's happened before where I become aware that I'm an actor and I'm on stage and there's people in the audience and they're watching me, and it's really terrifying because then you blank out, and that's not where you want to be. You want to be just engaged with, hopefully, with somebody, you know, when you're on stage with. Your target's always outside of you. So like if I'm on stage with Cratchit, I'm just concentrating on what Cratchit's doing. I'm not necessarily concentrating like, oh, what am I doing? What am I feeling? It's always outside of you, and what he brings, and then that's kind of like a tennis match kind of deal. And as far as fear, a lot has to do, like, again, with imagination, because future is this big mechanical that the crew made, and it's really this beast of a project that they put together. So I'm talking basically to an inanimate object, but it's still scary.
I've seen a lot of productions that have gone into so much work, and you just don't have the theater and dance department. You have all the art department, engineers, you have lighting, you have so much work that goes into it.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas Carol is going to be pretty entertaining and really great to watch.
Yes, it will be. I hope, like, everybody brings their family. I'm going to give you the dates real quick. We're going to be opening on the 14th at 2:30. And then we're also on the 21st at 2:30, and then on the December 20th and 21st at 7:30 in the Wise Theater. Yes, bring your family. It's kid-friendly. You know.
You mentioned a couple of dates there, and those are going to be matinees, is that correct?
The matinees are the 14th and 21st.
What about students? Do they use their minor gold card? How do they go about?
The UTEP students use their minor gold card, and it'd be $9. And the adults are 13. And then if you're alumni or senior or non-student with an ID, alumni, military, it's $11.
When did you know that you wanted to be Scrooge, or did you try out for Scrooge or something else?
Well, my friend Austin, he's my friend before all this. Austin's helped me along the way with my acting. And I guess he saw some Scrooge tendencies in myself. I do oscillate between being very jovial and then also being very solitary and self-contained, which is a lot of what Scrooge is. He's very self-contained, a bit of an oyster, an introvert, and then at the very end, he's an extreme extrovert, where he just wants to love life, laugh, cry. He doesn't even know how to contain himself at the very end. He's so happy to be living. I think that's a great lesson to be taught to everybody. It's just he's no longer living in fear of death, and he's living just life. Life is beautiful.
If you wouldn't mind giving us again the dates and the times and perhaps a phone number that people could call to get additional information.
Sure. Okay. Well, the matinees are December 14th and 21st at 2:30, as well as on December 20th and 21st, it's going to be at 7:30. And for tickets and information, it's 747-5118. Please come enjoy the experience. It's going to be a magnificent journey.
That number again is 747-5118. We've been visiting with Frank Leal, and he is Scrooge in Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. A Christmas Carol was first published, I believe, in 1843, and it has become a classic ever since. And our thanks also to DJ Orozco, who has joined us here as my co-host to interview Frank. Frank, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
And now to Mr. Scrooge. I'll give you a toast to Mr. Scrooge, the founder of the feast. The founder of the feast, indeed, who pays you all of 15 shillings a week. I wish I had him here. I'd give him a piece of my mind to feast on, and I hope he'd have good appetite for it.
Oh, my dear, the children, Christmas Day.
It should be Christmas Day, I'm sure, on which one drinks the health of such an odious, stingy, unfeeling man as Mr. Scrooge. You know he is, Bob. Nobody knows it better than you, poor fellow.
My dear Christmas Day.
I'll drink his health for your sake and the day's, not for his. Long life to him. A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. He'll be very merry and very happy, I have no doubt.
And I say God bless him too, Mother, and everyone.
Yes, and Mr. Scrooge.
Oh, that's cruel. Cruel. Spirit, can't you give me one ray of hope that I may change all that? That Tiny Tim may live? Spirit, now before I draw nearer to that gravestone, answer me one question. Are these the shadows of things that will be? Or are they the shadows of things that may be only? Ebenezer Scrooge. Oh, Spirit, no, no, no. Spirit, hear me. I'm not the man I was. I beg of you, Spirit. Spirit.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineers, Norma Martinez and Katie McCormick. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sainz.